This morning's scripture reading is taken from the book of Acts, the second chapter, the first through the 21st verses. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So endeth the reading, and may God add his blessing of understanding. Amen.
See, I love Pentecost. I love all the fire imagery. I like all of that. Against all my better judgment, I'm not somebody who like lights a fire a whole bunch in my life. I kind of even like the danger of it, of fire and flame and the Spirit. I inherently think that Pentecost is kind of parallel to the first time that you ever got left alone by your parents at home. That's what's just happened, right? Jesus has departed the building, and now everybody gets to play with matches and knives. This is the disciples playing with matches, but complete with a weird side story about maybe being drunk at an inappropriate time. Despite all of the fire, I had not ever really focused that much on how much the stories of this day, both Babel and Pentecost, focus on language. Which is so odd, because that's exactly what they're about at every level. If you were here last week, we kind of brushed by gently in Jesus' great prayer for his disciples and for us. The prayer is that they may all be one. But we did make sure to underline that oneness is not the same as sameness. And so it is here. We never really know what to make of the story of the Tower of Babel, right? It's a very odd story in our Bibles. But if you listen really closely, what you discover, what the gathered people of humanity who had all migrated from the east, which, by the way, I just want to say, if everybody on earth migrates to the east, nobody is moved. but that's just another thing. They had all migrated there to Babel, and their concern is that their language and their culture may never change, that they be able to continue to speak the same language, and that they always be the one people that they are. And so God steps in a story that is disorienting and feels a little unfair and disrupts their plans and their safety and these giant walls against the other. Because you just know how humans work, right? There isn't an other yet in this story, but you know it's coming. You build that giant wall and somebody on the other side is the other person. But the story finds connection and deepening today in Acts. We should be one. We should not be the same. It is easy to get Pentecost twisted. We can think of it and remember this story as the one where the disciples and people from all over start speaking the same language. But that's not it. That's not the story. This is the story of how the Spirit shows up powerfully when disciples listen deeply to understand the myriad languages in their midst. Remember in the story, everyone is speaking their own language. What has changed is understanding. We do this here, too. In the course of just a week here at Foreside Community Church, I engage with people for whom their first or kind of secondary language that they use a lot is English, sometimes Russian. We have Lingala and German here. We have Swahili and French. We have ASL. One of the challenges of language is that the difference can seem so much. Anybody ever go to a foreign country for a long period of time and you don't speak the language? Do you know how tired you are at the end of the day? Deeply searching for understanding, deeply searching to know what's going on. But we're reminded here that the difference of Pentecost is just different accents for the same deeply held words. Everybody is speaking a different language, but they are saying the same things, the power of God in their lives. And hence our deepest questions, our concerns, our joys, and our revelations. And these are much more similar than we might think when we listen deeply to each other. Yesterday, a bunch of leaders from our congregation went together all the way to a deserted place, is what we called it, is St. Mary's Episcopal. It was a pretty nice deserted place. And we listened to each other, to tell each other what things we are celebrating in our ministries, what things are challenging us, what we hope to do in the coming year. And so mostly, we listened. We even talked a little bit about what it meant to do discernment, to listen for where God might be leading us as a people. We do need to listen for where the wind blows, the invitation of our community together with the Holy Spirit. That invitation, then, is never come be like us, right? That invitation is always, and we say it together in our prayer, in our questions. The invitation must be, come bring God's gifts in you and change us. And tell the world the story of how you have been changed by the story of Christ's incarnation, ministry, and the very possibility of resurrection and new life and the movement of the Holy Spirit. Come and tell us that story that it might change us as a whole body. So we hope happens here. That we might be empowered from learning from each other's experiences, each other's languages, and we might go out into the world and tell how we have been changed by one another and the dwelling of the Spirit. As it is here, in the end, it is Jesus' disciple Peter. Peter who was ashamed and afraid. Peter who hid from trouble. Peter of many questions, but who would always pull Jesus off to the side so that he might not look looking foolish. Peter, who Jesus changes his name to Cephas, which means rock, and then he sinks like a stone when he tries to walk on water. Peter, who was worried about sitting on the right side of Jesus. Peter, who got it wrong all the time. At the end of this story, understanding all of these many languages, Peter steps up to the mic. And a spotlight seems to come on for some reason. And he understands this wondrous multiplicity of language. He understands the Spirit, and he steps out and begins to preach. And that will be the story for the rest of his life. He will never stop preaching, which is just another word for telling the story of how his life has been changed by the presence of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of Jesus. Assuring others and himself that Jesus is still with him and that the guide of the Holy Spirit will direct his words even till the end of the age. There is a language that is just yours for the mystery and power of God in your life. I don't know it. You might not yet. There's a language that is just yours. A language for the questions that only you can put just so for where your faith is wrestling and growing and stretching. But that power of God and those questions, we can understand them together, for we have our own languages for the same thing when we listen deeply. And somewhere when we start to understand the unique beauty that each of us brings here and how that connects all of us, something starts to spark. And set all that can be ignited by joy and love to flame. So new members and old, young people with visions and older people with dreams, I'll just put that category there. Come and speak the language of your hearts here. Come and listen deeply to the language of others. Not because it will sound the same, but because it will be different. And here in that sweet harmony, we may find the music of God. May we all reach for all the language. May we welcome every accent, every nuance, every dialect to hear God's voice in this community and in the world. That no matter the language, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.